Ever since the chemical PFOA was discovered in some private wells around Bennington, there have been many questions about how the dangerous chemical got into the ground and how it moves through the water table there. Now a state geologist is gathering data to help build a three-dimensional map of the ground underneath Bennington to try to answer some of those questions. BPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
John Kim has been meeting a lot of people around Bennington.
Hi, I'm John Kim. I'm with the Vermont Geological Survey. Mm-hmm. I had come a few weeks ago.
My wife said she talked to you.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, that's fine.
Kim's a geologist with the Department of Environmental Conservation, and he's been talking with Bennington property owners, like Eric Crawford, about their rocks.
Yep, I got ledge. I got lots of ledge in the ground. I think my well came out clean, like negligible.
Uh-huh.
Because we were 18 inches and hit solid limestone ledge.
Okay, yeah.
More than 250 private wells around Bennington have unsafe levels of PFOA, a chemical that can affect the immune system, and that's been linked to certain cancers. Kim is talking with people in Bennington to gain access to their properties so he can take a look at the geological formations there to better understand what's happening beneath the ground. And that means busting up a lot of rocks. Kim is bending down over a limestone outcropping, just up the hill from Crawford's house. After breaking up the rock, he looks at his GPS and takes out a compass to measure the angle and pitch of the stone. Then he scribbles down all the information in a notebook.
Imagine doing this by the time we're done here, what I'm doing here in 400 places in town. And then you kind of, then we can start to connect the dots and we'll have a pattern on the map, and data for each station and how it connects to the neighboring stations or not.
To help connect the dots, Kim is working with other scientists who can look inside the wells to measure where the water is flowing from and to and at what rates. Kim says measurements can be taken of the water's temperature, mineral content, and salinity that give scientists an idea of how the water is flowing underground. When they're done, he says, the Department of Environmental Conservation will have a 3D map of the bedrock aquifer beneath Bennington. PFOA was used at the ChemFab plant in North Bennington, but the factory closed in 2002. Scientists want to know how the chemical stuck around all these years, polluting the wells, some of them more than 2 miles away from the plant. They're perplexed why some abutting property owners have wildly different levels of PFOA in their water. So by taking thousands of these readings at hundreds of locations around Bennington, Kim hopes to be able to get some answers.
We're trying to understand why certain neighbors have it and why certain don't. And trying to put together enough information so that we can understand that.
It's a big project, and to give me a better understanding of what Kim and his colleagues are dealing with, he took me out to a blasted outcrop out along the Bennington bypass. We walk across a field of broken rock, and Kim stands in front of a massive 300-yard-long peak inside the earth.
This is a microcosm of what underground Bennington looks like.
The rock wall is streaked with lines of limestone, marble, and dolomite that bend and fold, telling a story, Kim says, of millions of years of geologic formation. The folds and cracks and cleavage show just how hard it is to predict how the PFOA is moving underground as the state tries to prevent more contamination.
Our goal is to be able to determine which way or ways groundwater is flowing that is carrying the contaminant, and hopefully to get to something roughly what the rates might be, and perhaps where you might consider monitoring further over longer periods of time.
PFOA is a particularly nasty chemical with a number of potential health threats. And if Kim could blast down into every backyard he's walked across to expose the bedrock like it's showing here, we'd know a lot more about where the chemical might end up in 10 or 50 or 100 years. But that can't happen. So Kim will keep hammering away. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.